and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to what I was saying before about the mystery man in the blue uniform who knelt by Bo Biden's grave. Well, Joe Biden was given the inaugural, very compelling, and he left silently into the afternoon, not identifying himself. And I mentioned a 19th century author. Of course, that was Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe was murdered, and his grave, I believe, is in Maryland. And for a long time, some guy would show up, and he would show up in a tuxedo, and he would put roses on Edgar Allan Poe's grave. Edgar Allan Poe is one of the great writers of the 19th century. You've read The Raven, quoth the Raven, nevermore. Great poem, great poem. Great short stories, great mystery stories, Edgar Allan Poe. Some of this stuff's happened before. There was a guy, the date of the Battle of Hastings in 1066 that started basically modern England, and William of Normandy came in and killed Harold, king of the Saxons, took over. The French basically ran England for a long time. And Harold, of course, got killed. The date of the Battle of Hastings, I believe, is October 16. For years, for decades, no kidding, I'm not kidding you, in the New York Times, an ad would appear. And it would just say this every year. It would say, today marks the death of Harold, the last Saxon king of England. This is a guy who paid some serious coin for this, okay? And nobody ever found out who it was. He did it anonymously. So you have this anonymous stuff. But the thing about the guy praying at Bo Biden's grave was it was compelling. And it just added a touch of romance, inexplicable romance, to what had happened. But overall, it was a great cathartic event. Everybody felt relief and gratitude. The drama of Trump is gone. It may play out on the side. He may cause more trouble, but we have a president who's normal. We have a vice president who's normal. And we have some normal things going to happen. And our allies are going to be with us again in Europe and Asia. And Putin doesn't have anything on Biden. And Biden has kept Putin in line before as vice president. And he will do it again. He'll do it again. Now, there are a number of other things going on. There was a press conference last night. Jen Psaki is the press secretary, the communications person for Joe Biden. She is terrific. You know, we're used to 4 years. Remember Sean Spicer? Spicy? Remember Spicy? He was satirized on Saturday Night Live by Melissa McCarthy. Spicy? I mean, I never disliked Spicy. Spicy went to the same high school I did. Although he went in class of 88, I was class of 65. But Spicy would be saying things that clearly weren't true. He'd been told to say them. He had a conscience that would show in his eyes. It was very sad. The whole thing was sad. And every other press secretary they stuck up there had a problem. And McEnany at the end, she finally couldn't defend Trump anymore. Did her best. Very sad. But Jen Psaki would get up. She'd say, look, we're back in the Paris Climate Accords. Yes, we are. And they say, what are you going to do about COVID and vaccines? That is something that we have a plan. We're not releasing it now. We've only been in the presidency for 5 hours, but it is coming. Dr. Fauci's involved. This one's involved and that one's involved. It's very, very good. All good. All very, very good. Now, Trump salted the federal bureaucracy. He salted the federal bureaucracy with trolls. And I'm not kidding about that. Fairly high up trolls. Fairly high up trolls. Joe Biden, the minute, remember, he became president legally at 12 noon. He went on an immediate troll hunt to get people out who had been placed in high positions in various agencies to weed them out. He demanded their resignation. In all but one case, they said fine, and they resigned. One didn't, and he fired them. Here are some examples. At the NSA, National Security Agency. Trump stuck in a guy named Mike Ellis as the general counsel. That means Mike Ellis could see all of the confidential secret intelligence files, including on Trump, including on anybody, the Russia investigation. He could theoretically remove files, and he could theoretically salt them or plant things in them. Biden comes in, says, Ellis, you're toast. Ellis gets out of there. Ellis is gone. A guy named Peter Robb was put in by Trump as the National Labor Relations Board General Counsel. Biden comes in. And remember, the National Labor Relations Board under Trump was very anti-union. They did everything in their power to break any power of unions and to drive down wages and to chip away at health safeguards of workers, not just meatpacking in plants where they're all getting COVID, but every other kind of safety concern. And Biden gets on the phone, Rob, your toast, out you go. And out he went. Voice of America, guy named Mike Pack, a real strange weirdo, as if the other two weren't. Trump troll. Biden says, you're out from Voice of America. You're not going to pollute this thing anymore. You're not going to pollute it anymore. Out he goes. And so on and so on and so on. So he gets it. Biden knows where the bodies are buried. And Biden knows where the bones are buried. And his staff is on it. He has a good cabinet. They're going to weed out the trolls, weed out people who will continue to vandalize, possibly feed Trump information. And you can't trust them. You can't trust them to act in the interests of the United States. You just can't. There's a phenomenon going on. We've talked before about the split in the Republican Party, the split in the Democratic Party. But in the Republican Party, it's acute right now. Moscow Mitch, a major rat, jumped off the ship as it took on water, turned on Trump like a dog, said Trump, the mob had been fed lies, and the mob had been ginned up to go up and do these things. And what happens is, he said, the president fed the lies to him and other powerful people. That's what he said. Stabbed them. They say, okay, Moscow Mitch, you're going to vote to convict. Moscow Mitch goes, I'm going to listen to the evidence. I haven't made up my mind. Obviously, somebody like Mitt Romney will vote to convict. Lisa Murkowski's intimated it, but she always chickens out. She is chicken little. She will chicken out unless Moscow Mitch leads the charge. That's the truth. And the same with Susan Collins, some of the others. Ben Sasse has a little more backbone. Nebraska, he might do it. But you're not going to get, yeah, well, Luke, you're wiggling your hands. You don't think Ben Sasse has, well, the cojones to do this. All right, well, you may be right. You may be right. Okay, you see what I'm saying? You may be right. I like Alaska. A couple of my cousins are in Alaska, but they're very obsessed with a lot of things, okay? Somehow they elected Ben Sasse. You may be right. But you got to admit this, Luke. If Moscow Mitch jumps out of the airplane, some of them may go with him. Right?
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. It's pretty much how I'm going to...
No, okay. But the point is, Moscow Mitch is taking serious fire. Moscow Mitch.
Right. Yes. Yes, he is.
You know, when a rat sticks, you know, when he sticks his head up, the turtle sticks his head out of his shell, sticks it up over the trenches, he's taking fire. He's taking some serious musket fire. We got a lot to talk about this. Luke's forcing me into a break. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Oh.